We got to get right to him because he's got to go on TV in just a little bit here. Joining us on the telephone this afternoon, Pat Callahan of News Center Maine. Pat, going all the way to the finals of Downtown Madness. Earlier, we announced and welcomed in Downtown Madness champion Perry Gilpin. And Pat, barring an audit of those Dominion voting machines we use, looks like you'll be the runner-up.
Yeah, I'm not counting on that. So listen, it's just an honor to be considered. And honestly, all jokes aside, it is really fun to be on a ballot, if you will, with so many people who are interesting that either live in the state of Maine or have interests here, and it says something about the diversity of guests on your program over the year that there's so many names you recognize, and you're thinking, wait a minute, how can I go up against Chad Finn? He's such a great writer. How can I go up against Don Carrigan, which was especially cruel of you to make me do? but, you know, Ken Burns and all those people, and Perry Gilpin, she's fantastic. So I think it's great.
Well, you know, it's just, for us, it's just shameless self-promotion, but it's also a way to celebrate the guests that we're able to get, and whether they're folks here in Maine or whether they're in movies or television or writers or authors, we're so fortunate that so many really interesting people are willing to talk with us on a regular basis.
And of course, your interest in things like movies and sports really plays a big part in this and the people you get. Now, I will say, I was really kind of hoping to win this thing. I thought there might be a prize, maybe a case of Humpty Dumpty all-dressed chips or something.
Wow. You know, it's so funny you say that, because we've said we really have to come up with something, because we have nothing. And we've had Bryan Cranston, Stephen Tobolowsky, Paula Poundstone have all said at some point, what do we get for winning this thing? And we thought, well, maybe we should come up with a WWE championship belt. But I like the potato chip idea. I think that's perfect.
Yeah, bragging rights are good, but chips are better.
Yeah, no question. And all dressed. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is, for my money, the best potato chip out there.
And that's such a Maine thing, right? You know, that and some Moxie, you know, that's as Maine as you get.
No question about that. Well, while we have you here, Pat, let's talk about a few things going on. I saw yesterday you were running in fast company, as you do, with Don Carrigan, but also a couple of folks who have done their time in service to the government as Secretaries of Defense, Bill Cohen and Jim Mattis.
Yeah, that was really quite interesting. Of course, I've known Bill Cohen for a long, long time, ever since I started working in Maine in late 1979. And you know, he's one of these. He's a lifelong public servant, and having held the position of Secretary of Defense, you always know there's things he knows that he could never tell you, but he still tells you a lot of things. And to get to meet General Jim Mattis as well, the 4-star general, following the footsteps of George Marshall as the only 4-star generals to then become Secretary of Defense, it was really interesting. He's a very friendly guy, especially knowing that he has probably 14 ways to kill me with his bare hands if he wanted to. so they all spoke in all seriousness. They were there to speak about America's leadership role in the world and the things that jeopardize it and the choices that have to be made. Often in a situation like the one we find ourselves in with the war in Ukraine, you sometimes have just a bad option and a less bad option. And you do the best you can with it, and the difficulty of that. But one of the interesting things that Bill Cohen talked about yesterday, too, was how our position of moral leadership in the world is sometimes threatened by the political divisions here, and other countries begin to doubt whether we're going to stick to our commitments, you know, whether we're going to be able to hold together the unity that we have and the unity we have with the NATO countries. So we sometimes these days give them reason to doubt, and that can be a threat to our security as well.
We're talking with Pat Callahan on Downtown. It's so interesting that you say that, because in my high school civics class, we were talking recently about foreign policy, and I said it may be one of the most misunderstood elements of our government, because people want simple answers. They want to live often in a black or white world, and seldom is anything black or white. It's a completely gray area in foreign policy, and sometimes you even have competing interests that you have to deal with in making those difficult decisions.
Yeah, that's right. And there are times, General Mattis said, you have to kind of cut the president a little bit of slack, because these are difficult choices, and you sometimes deal with some people you'd rather not have to deal with, and not speaking of Ukraine in particular, but of other conflicts that we find ourselves asked to be part of. And so those, you know, that, and that's nothing new. That has been going on for a long, long time. Also on the stage yesterday, interestingly enough, was the youngest living Medal of Honor recipient in the country. His name is Kyle Carpenter. And his remarkable story, which some of your listeners may be familiar with because he's written a book about it, but when he was 20 years old, he's 31 now, when he was 20, he was in Afghanistan and jumped on a live grenade to save a friend, was unconscious for 5 weeks, flatlined three times, I think he said, and was in hospitals for about 3 years. And yet, despite all that, he's one of the most positive people you could ever speak to or hear from. Because he said, somehow I survived and I'm here, and I hope we all enjoy a long, fulfilling life, but eventually we all have to deal with what comes at the end. And it was really quite inspiring, and he got the biggest ovation of the day. As impressive as Jim Mattis and Bill Cohen are, it was this former Marine Lance Corporal who won the day.
That's a wonderful story. Speaking of Secretary Cohen, I was thinking about this the other day. We often do this in sports, but if there were a Mount Rushmore of Maine political leaders through the years, and you think of people like Ed Muskie and Margaret Chase Smith and James G. Blaine and a few others, but Bill Cohen, with his time in the House and the Senate, his work as Secretary of Defense, and all he's continued to do since leaving office, there would certainly be a place on that Maine Mount Rushmore for him.
I agree with you, and of course, those who study his history, those of us who've been around long enough to see it happen, or those who just read about it, but to remember in 1972, as a freshman member of Congress, a Republican on the Judiciary Committee, an appointment he thought would be a rather quiet place to be, he was an attorney and it seemed logical he should go there, they end up having to vote on articles of impeachment for the president from his own party, and a lot of soul-searching and a lot of work. He read every bit of the transcripts from the hearings. He came to the conclusion, two of the articles of impeachment, he had to vote yes, and he said, my career in politics will be finished because Republicans will never forgive me for this. Had it not been for the smoking gun tape that came out not too long afterwards, that may have been true. And interestingly enough, while he survived and thrived as a Republican politician, I once asked him why he never ran for president. And he said, well, partly because there were still some Republicans who would not forgive me for that impeachment vote.
It is an election year. It seems to have come out of nowhere. I think we were distracted, rightly so, by dealing with COVID here in the state of Maine. But what ought to be a pretty interesting election season with Paul LePage trying to do what no former governor has done. Joe Brennan attempted it, but trying to get elected to another term up against Janet Mills trying to get her second term. How do you size this one up fairly early in the race?
Well, I'll a couple of things come to mind. First, I if this turns out to be a one-on-one race, which we haven't really had in a long time, there are usually third-party candidates or independents, and that can dilute the vote, if you will. And remember, in the governor's race, there is no ranked choice voting. But I think you look at a couple of things. Janet Mills, let's face it, in her first election, won with more than 50% of the vote in a multi-candidate race. No one has done that in decades in Maine. So that says something about the strength she has. Paul LePage, of course, has diehard supporters across much of the state. He's trying to present himself in a more calm and mature way, I think, and try to keep the focus on issues. If he can do that, that I think will serve him better than if he tends to go off script and start to throw charges around or name-calling, as he's sometimes done in the past. I think if it is, in fact, just the two of them, we really get a referendum, I think, on the direction that voters in Maine want the state to go.
Pat, before I let you go, I have to ask, because you've got great taste in music. I say that because it seems to be similar to mine. What have you got lined up on your concert docket for spring and summer?
Well, actually, just a few weeks ago, I went to see Gladys Knight here in Portland.
I saw that. I was very jealous.
I love her, of course, and she still sounds great. And tonight, Diana Krall is playing in Portland, and I'll be there for that show, too.
That is excellent. Well, Pat...
And what else? Oh, that's right. Also, coming up the state at the... I think it's in early May, the Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh,
and if you saw
wonderful.
Ken Burns' country music documentary, Catch Secor, the leader of that group, was featured prominently, and they're terrific.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Well, good. Hopefully I'll see you at a show sometime. Pat, we always appreciate you being on with us. Congratulations on a great run getting to the Downtown Madness Finals. I think, if I remember right, 2 years ago, you were in the Eclectic Eight. Last year, the Frozen Four, or the Funky Four. This year, the Finals. So look, next year, we're already working on the plaque and trying to round up fresh potato chips.
I feel like the trend is my friend.
No question about it. Pat, thank you so much. And we appreciate it. Be well, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Rich. Take care.